Now, you are quite young, and you said that you've been doing, you've been working in this business since you were a kid. Did you ever have any non-acting jobs before you had success?
I did. I have had many non-acting jobs, and one of my favorites was delivering bananas for a fair trade company in New Zealand, and I told them that I wanted this job, I had everything it took, and they told me I needed a vehicle, and I said, got that, sorted. Yeah. I didn't. I had a scooter. and so I rode around Wellington, which is notoriously one of the windiest cities in the country, on a scooter with crates of bananas on the back. And I got blown off twice, unfortunately. And so I had to go back to the boss and say, look, I'm sorry, I kind of lied, and I don't really have an appropriate vehicle. So they said, no problem. We also run an environmentally friendly undertaking business, and we have retired hearses available. So I ended up delivering bananas all around Wellington in a retired hearse.
That is the... Who wants to have a banana that you've just pulled out of a hearse?
Turns out it wasn't part of my opening bit when I spoke to the supermarket people.
You know what I love is that you, when you were on the scooter and they're flying off, you picked the most easily bruised fruit that there is. You can't sell a bruised banana.
And it takes a year for a banana to grow.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I never knew that. A year, see? One, that's the only piece of information that's valuable that's come out of this show in over 5 years.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.